Welcome to the Fuller Tracy Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Thursday, the 18th of September, and I'm recording at 10 p.m., and that's British summertime. Now, what's going on here today in a lively day in the markets here overall? Not surprisingly, and there's some global events that are helping to influence that as well. More on those in a moment. But first, Japan. This is quite exciting. Another good day in here for Japan. It was helped by the Japanese yen, which weakened further against the U.S. dollar. It's down to 108.69. Investors like that. And we saw a new recovery high now for the TOPIX index in Japan. So that's broken up out of that big, long trading range that has sort of occupied Japan's activity all year. Now, of course, the lead for that came from the second section index. I've mentioned that in a number of audios, that was usually a reliable lead indicator for Japan. And it remains steady, consolidating up near its highs. But it broke out over a month ago, maybe a couple of months ago, to the upside. Now the Nikkei 225 index, the other big one, was also, these are gains of over 1% in here today for Japan, incidentally. But the Nikkei is just a fraction below a new recovery high for this move, but good action overall, and it's the Nikkei's at 16,067 if you want the numbers. Okay, there are mostly pluses, so it's easier to mention the decliners. The Hong Kong Hang Seng Index was down 0.85 of a percentage point, but the Shanghai Composite was up a third of a percentage point. Now, that's interesting because the Shanghai Composite had that biggish downside key day reversal on Tuesday, but no follow-through, importantly, as I mentioned yesterday. And so it's regained about half of the decline that Tuesday's key had created. So it's not out of the woods, and I would expect it to stay in this trading range, but it's encouraging that, as I say, we don't see any downside follow-through here. The Hang Seng China Enterprise Index also down here today, but the other one, KOSPI, South Korea, that's down nearly three-quarters of a percentage point today, but the others are all higher. And who did best? Well, India. Big move in here today. 480 points for the Sensex index. That's up 1.81%. And so it's a clear upward dynamic, checking what had been a modest orderly reaction that we'd seen over the previous couple of weeks, and so it's regained more than two-thirds of it there, and a good bullish signal here, and the banks index in India is also very, very steady overall. So if you were looking at this very, very closely, we'd have to see a decline of 500 points really from the current level on the Sensex, which is 27,122. A decline of 500 points from that level would take out the low that we saw in here today and suggest a somewhat further sideways to slightly easier corrective phase, but I wouldn't bet on that happening given the size of the dynamic. Okay, elsewhere, Thailand was probably the firmest of the others. Not probably, it was up 0.87 of a percent, and So these Asia indices are mostly just pretty firm in here overall. Sectors looking, the regions looking good. Now, I forgot to mention Australia, which had fallen back fairly sharply over the previous 3 weeks, and that had a modest gain in here today, quite modest, and couldn't hold the day's highs, or a little better. But it is quite oversold here in the short term, so I'd be a little surprised if that didn't move a higher in here tomorrow. Now, looking at Europe, it's a good day for Europe. They all appear to be higher, and we had a number of good moves. Now, leading Europe, Denmark, which it's been a leader to the upside so often, so new high by Denmark, and we also had a new high by Sweden. So these northern indices, northern European indices, continue to remain very, very firm. Finland and Norway are just a little bit behind in that context. Say Denmark, the firm leader. Okay, elsewhere among the biggies, now German DAX index up 1.41% today, and that was a good upward dynamic. Which looks like it's drawn a line under the little consolidation range that we had been seeing. I'm annoyed with myself looking at that DAX index because I didn't buy it when it was very overextended on the downside and looked like a recovery candidate. It's probably why I bought Australia yesterday, because it had a similar overextension on the downside cut type of pattern. But Germany's was even bigger move to the downside, and that occurred when we were getting into all that sanctions activity, and Putin was being extremely aggressive. He's gone a little quiet in here right now. I'm sure that he will have been watching Mr. Poroshenko's delivery, a 42-minute speech that he gave to the combined houses of Congress in the USA. Well, I'm going to post that the video of that entire thing. You can also pick it up on Bloomberg if you can't wait. It is well worth watching. Really, really good. Poroshenko, intelligent, articulate, good understanding of history. It was very, very well received. A number of standing ovations overall, and he's just saying that they don't want to have anything to do with the Soviet Union. They want to be free. They want to have closer ties with Europe and the United States. He's asked the United States to, I was thank the United States for the aid it's given, but asked for more, and thanked them for the blankets and so on. But said, we need armaments to win the war here. It'd be interesting to see how that happens. And he was meeting with Obama here today as well. We'll hear about that shortly, no doubt. And he also said that they intended to take Crimea back. Well, Putin isn't going to like that, but Putin's not in the strongest position here. He certainly got the military strength in that region of the globe, but if the more that Ukraine is armed, I think the more costly it'll be for Putin to be being involved there. And with this oil price lower, that's hurting Putin here overall. Now, there's a lot of bravado, and we'll certainly that won't change anytime soon, coming from Putin. But he provided the West holds tough on these sanctions and continues to tighten them when there are provocations, Yes, it's costly on both sides, but Putin's in the weak, has the weaker hand. In other words, he's got all of Europe, the United States, Australia, Japan, Canada, all lined up against him, and a good thing too. Absolutely right. One of Poroshenko's in the closing part of this terrific speech, he talked about the U.S. Cry during the Revolutionary War: "Live free or die." And he repeated that several times, and he said that's the way the Ukrainians actually feel. And it's hard not to be moved by this. I certainly was. Okay, so back to the markets here. What else happened? I mentioned that Wall Street was, I think I mentioned, but it was Wall Street was firm in here today. New all-time high for the Dow. And Dow Jones Industrial Average, 17,265, almost 66 here today, if you want the number. And the S&P and the NASDAQ are testing their highs. The Russell 2000 has crept to, well, it's sort of the upper middle of its range here. It's a small gain in here today. I heard one commentator saying that regarding Alibaba, and I'd said that the weakness that we'd seen in the Russell earlier in the week and last week was it some selling of shares by funds that were raising money for the Alibaba float. But one comment was that, well, they'd heard that they weren't going to get all that they've applied for, and so maybe some of that money is just gone back into the market here. But well, that all starts trading tomorrow, and or the public can become involved here tomorrow. I think the initial offering is parceled out well right about now, I think. Okay. What else is going on here? Larry Ellison, Oracle's CEO. He turned 70 a short while ago, and he's stepping down as CEO. Well, 70 isn't very old, is it? But at any rate, he has a lot of other activities that he is involved in. And the two co-presidents there are going to take over as joint CEOs. Joint CEOs, does that really work? It's kind of a dog eat dog sort of thing, really, isn't it? But well, we'll see. And what else can I mention here? U.S. government bonds, the 10-year holding this little consolidating here above this 2.60 level. Today's close is 2.6144% on the 10-year. And we have, of course, the really important development, the Scottish referendum. The polls now, they will be closed if Scotland's on the same time zone as we are. I think we are here in the UK. So those polls will now be closed. We should have the results known about 6 or 7 a.m. Greenwich Mean Time tomorrow, and that will, if the no votes win and they've had the lead for the most part, then Scotland stays in the United Kingdom. There'll be a huge sigh of relief internationally over that, and there'll be a huge sigh of relief by David Fuller, if that happens. And a lot of my friends and colleagues who've been following this extremely closely, and a lot of the Scots who live outside of Scotland will also be extremely pleased by this. And then hopefully the acrimony that we had seen, hopefully that dies down over time. But I think it'll be a little bit tense. for a while. All right, what else happened in these markets? Grains and beans down again. And it's all on the basis of these really good crops that that we've seen. So those prices are still falling. That the bottom line on this, not to be too dramatic about it, but it means less starvation and food hardship for people. Now, precious metals, they were soft in here today. Off the lows, well off the lows, but silver at 1853. They're oversold. Well, I didn't mention the other prices. 830 for palladium. Platinum down another 15, 1346 and change. Gold bullions picked up a little bit here now, but a soft day overall, down about $10, $1,225. They're overextended on the downside, albeit within ranges, and we well, they should bounce, but they need a clear upward dynamic to signal that, and not enough people appear to be interested at this stage. And then there's the curse of Goldman Sachs with that 10,050 fork, beg your pardon, 1,050 forecast for gold. Only the gold bugs are talking about 10,050. Okay. And anything else here? Currencies, sterling, this is good. This is good in terms of the prospects on the election, because it's up to 164 against the U.S. dollar. That's up, that's up 125 in here today. And U.S. dollar index down a wee bit here today. Sterling, if I can, I just gave you sterling. And that up to 164. The euro I was looking for, a little firmer here, 129.18. And the Aussie dollar a little firmer here, 0.8993. And on that note, I've gone on long enough. So all the very best to all of you. We'll have another even more exciting day tomorrow. All the best.